Hi, I'm Mel Majoros. I am a 2-year cancer survivor. My blog, The Cancer Warrior, is one of the top 10 breast cancer blogs, according to blogs.com. I'm here to bring a fresh, upbeat perspective to a topic that to some may seem scary. A positive mental attitude got me through my cancer, and I hope to share that with you.
Imagine if you're a child and all you knew was cancer. Well, that's what Alex Scott knew. She was born in 1996, and shortly before her first birthday, she was diagnosed with neuroblastoma. That's a type of childhood cancer. 4 years later, the day after her fourth birthday, Alex received a stem cell transplant and told her mom that when she got out of the hospital, she wanted to have a lemonade stand. She said she wanted to give the money to the doctors to allow them to help other kids like they helped her. Later that year, for her first lemonade stand, she raised an amazing $2,000. Alex kept battling her cancer and held yearly lemonade stands in her front yard to benefit childhood cancer research. People all over the world had heard about Alex's story, and they held their own lemonade stands and donated the proceeds to her and her cause. By 2004, Alex had passed away at the age of 8. Knowing that she had raised, with the help of others, over $1 million to help find a cure for childhood cancer that eventually took her life. We're here today to talk about Alex's lemonade stand and her legacy.
It is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month in September, and we're talking to Melissa Jones, the social media specialist from Alex's Lemonade Stand. How are you today, Melissa?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Excellent. So let's jump right in. How did you get involved? Like, we were talking before the show, thank goodness you're not a cancer survivor, but how did you get involved with Alex's Lemonade Stand?
Okay, it's actually rather interesting. I had a class project in college, and I chose to use one of Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation's events and became extremely interested in the organization as a whole. So after the class ended, I researched where they were located, and it turns out they were only a half an hour from my house.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I started doing some volunteer work 2 days a week, and I really connected with Alex's parents, Liz and Jay, and they offered me a summer internship, just, you know, kind of dabbling into social media, see what we could do with it, with Twitter and Facebook. Mm-hmm. And then that turned into a part-time job because we saw the importance of social media.
Right.
And then eventually it became a full-time position, and that's where I am right now, about a year and a half after initially getting involved.
Excellent. Now tell me a little bit about how the organization got started.
Okay, well, our organization is actually founded by Alexandra herself, who goes by Alex Scott. In 2000, she held her very first lemonade stand. She was 4 years old, and she was able to raise over $1 million by 2004, which is the year that she unfortunately passed away. And after that, her parents decided to carry on her legacy and created the foundation. And now we've raised over $35 million.
How did you raise all that? How did she raise all that as a young girl?
Well, she held her, like I said, her first lemonade stand in 2000, and they wrote an article about it in the paper, and people had sent in donations. They were really touched by the fact that she was holding a lemonade stand, not to buy toys like other kids may. She was doing it to give, in her words, she wanted to give the doctors the money to help other sick kids like her.
Right.
So a lot of people were touched, and she actually ended up getting corporate sponsors. So
wow.
That's how a lot of the major donations were able to roll in, and she set a goal while she was doing an interview that she wanted to raise $1 million from holding lemonade stands. So what happened was she was getting very, very sick around the age of 8, and Volvo had called in and asked how she was doing, you know, with her goal, and they said, you know, she hasn't reached her goal yet, she's not doing so well. And they mailed in a check to help her reach her goal before she unfortunately passed in August of 2004.
Oh my goodness, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So she had a neuroblastoma?
Yes, she had neuroblastoma.
Wow. So she was able to raise $1 million before she passed away. That's just inspiring to any cancer survivor. And it's unfortunate that she's not with us. So she raised all this money, and her parents wanted to keep her legacy alive. So mm-hmm. they kept Alex's lemonade stand going.
Right.
What exactly are we up to right now?
Like I said, we've raised over $35 million at this point, and about half of our donations actually still come in from people holding their own lemonade stands across mm-hmm. actually the world. At this point, we've had lemonade stands in Japan and other various countries. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
Now, do you go around the country? You go around the country. We were just talking that you were at Blog World last year.
Yeah.
Telling people about your organization.
Right. We don't really travel. Actually, it's funny that you mentioned that because that is kind of one of our long-term goals, to be able to travel, you know, throughout the whole U.S. and spread childhood cancer awareness and, you know, teach people. But as of right now, we do, our staff members attend conferences all over, and we have a pretty large presence in California. A few of our, we call our childhood cancer fighters, we call them heroes here.
Yes.
So we have our hero families. There's quite a few that are out in California, and they hold lemonade stands at a larger scale, which we call grandstands. So we do have a pretty big presence, I guess, in California. So, I mean, hopefully we can expand out there. But again, that's in the long-term goals for now.
See, now that's surprising. As you, as the social media specialist, I think I found out about you probably on Twitter or Facebook, because as anyone who listens to this podcast knows, I am a Facebook junkie. So how does that help you bring the awareness around for Alex's Lemonade Stand and childhood cancer?
Well, it's actually a great tool, we found, because it can be a virtual thing, a lemonade stand. You can have, like I said, virtual lemonade stands. We give people the ability to create fundraising pages on our own website where they can send people maybe that couldn't come out to their lemonade stand, and they can still make a donation. So we've pretty much just found a way to give people more opportunities to get involved and donate and support our cause. So, and it's a great way to connect, too. I mean, it's all about communication, as you're aware. And
yes.
People tweet us questions that they want answers to. So it's nice to be able to respond to them, and you build that relationship. And we found a lot of supporters through the internet that we probably would not have found otherwise. So it's been a great tool for us.
Now, where does most of your money go to hospitals or research organizations or?
Our money, we spend in several different ways. We have grant programs. We also have a travel fund in our resources section of the organization. So we help people with travel expenses and meals and lodging and stuff like that. And like I said, we also have grants that help our nurses and researchers that wouldn't normally have been able to get their feet off the ground.
See, that's the thing a lot of people don't realize. Even just gas going from the hospital, even if it's just down the road,
yeah,
that can add up. And so childhood cancer patients and survivors can come to you and ask for...
Absolutely.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great.
And I mean, that helps the parents out a lot because, you know, that's one less thing they have to think about.
Yeah, of course. And we have a staff member here who's solely in charge of our resources in that sense. And we have been known, among other organizations, to be, I guess, the quickest to get people, because we understand that sometimes you find out you need a treatment in a certain amount of time and you don't have, you know, you need the money right away. And we're very understanding of that. And we really consider the child's needs, which is obviously what Alex wanted. So
that's awesome. And tell me about how her parents are involved in all of this.
Okay. They work with us in our office every single day, just like all of us.
Mm-hmm.
They're normal people, you know, coming to work. Alex's parents, they're great people. They remind us constantly that this is all about Alex's dream and we're here for her and this is about the kids. They're just really genuine people who honestly care about the cause and finding a cure and honoring their daughter's dream.
That's just amazing. I still can't believe one child could raise all that money.
I know. It's incredible.
And it's inspirational for any, like I said before, any survivor to get sponsorships like that, because those are hard to come by.
I know. It really, yeah.
They're just, wow, amazing, amazing, amazing. So we have virtual lemonade stands. We also have the strawberry shortcake.
Yeah, that's exciting. If you hold a lemonade stand in the month of September, so you can, well, it's September now.
Right.
But if you had registered the stand in August, that was fine. As long as you hold it in September, we mail you lemonade stand materials. For anybody that registers to hold a lemonade stand, they do receive a stand kit in the mail. But for the strawberry shortcake, they receive strawberry shortcake material. So they have a pink banner with, you know, the strawberry shortcake little characters on it. So it's really cute. But, oh, also American Greetings, which is the company that makes strawberry shortcake, they're donating $50 for every stand registration up to 300 registrations. So we're really trying to push that this month because it's an easy way for people to, you know, jump into raising money right away.
Right. And I think a lot of people don't think of childhood cancer. Do you find that to be the case as well?
In what regard?
Well, in regards to when you think about, you know, cancer awareness, there's always, you know...
Oh, right.
Breast cancer and everything else. And you know, I think young adults and children kind of get pushed aside as far as, you know, what their needs are. Because our needs, young adult and child cancer survivors, our needs are a little different than your older patients,
I would say. Oh, they're so different. They're very different. And you're right, a lot of, I think that childhood cancer obviously does not get the awareness it deserves, and mm-hmm. a lot of that is because there are less children being diagnosed with cancer than the other cancers.
Right.
But that doesn't mean, you know, they're still not getting diagnosed with it. They do have these needs. And if you think about children going through cancer, it's, somebody was explaining to me the emotional, I guess, problems that they face, too, with being a teenager, you know, wondering if you're ever going to have your first kiss. Are you going to go to prom? You know, are you going to get to drive? It's, there's a lot more weighing on them. I mean, I'm sure that there's a lot weighing on adults as well in different senses, but, you know, as a child, you're growing and you're trying to experience these things, and it's a lot on the kids, and I don't think a lot of people realize that.
And that's what we're trying to raise awareness, especially
Absolutely.
during Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And I personally say every month should be fill-in-the-blank awareness month because, like I said, September isn't the only month that kids get cancer.
Right.
So you're partnered with Strawberry Shortcake and American Greetings,
mm-hmm.
and we also have the lemonade stands that people can get involved in. What else can people do if they want to help out?
Well, as we like to say around here, the possibilities are endless.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a lot of things. We've had people, actually just last, or I guess a few weeks ago now, we had two boys who skated the entire length of New Jersey on their skateboards
Sweet.
To raise awareness and funds for pediatric cancer. And what was really cool was, speaking of corporate sponsors, Rita's Water Ice, Rita's Italian Ice, is actually another one of our corporate sponsors. And we kind of teamed up with them to have these boys stop at every Rita's location along the way to hold a lemonade stand for a few hours and raise some money. And, you know, the media came out, and it was really cool. And it was a very different way. I mean, who would think about, in general, I guess, skating the entire length of a state, let alone for, you know, childhood cancer. So that was really cool.
That's awesome.
A lot of people have lemonade, a lot of kids have lemonade stands at their schools with their classmates. A lot of times we have, I guess, themed parties. You can ask for donations to Alex's lemonade stand instead of maybe birthday presents. We've had a few children do that before, which I think is incredible. Or just any event in general, you can just partner up with us and, you know, have the donations sent in if you want. Just, we encourage people to get creative. We started with a lemonade stand, Alex's lemonade stand, but we're obviously all about just raising money for the cure. So we're very open to other ideas as well.
Right. And like we said, cancer doesn't discriminate. And, you know, I have a friend whose daughter was 4 months old when she was diagnosed with Willem's tumor.
Willem's tumor, yeah.
Yes. And I can't even imagine growing up and not knowing, I mean, the only thing you know is cancer. I mean, she's fine now and she's in remission, but still.
Yeah.
You know, I never thought about cancer until basically I had it. And to see these kids go through this and just, like you said, there's lots of different things that they go through. Like you said, what am I going to do? Am I going to go through prom? Maybe their classmates don't understand why they don't have any hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean, just things like that. And having an organization that helps kids is just awesome.
I know.
Especially one that was founded by a kid herself.
Yeah. And I can't stress enough, we stay extremely true to it's all about the kids.
Right.
So, which is, I think, very important to not lose that feel. We never want to lose the sense that, you know, we're here because of Alex.
Right. Well, I'm sure she's very happy about what you're doing.
I bet she is.
So if people want to just donate, they want to find out more about you, how do they do that?
Okay, they can go to our website, which is www.alexislemonade.org, or being social media specialists, I have to promote our Facebook, our Twitter. You can search for us on most social media sites by just typing in Alex's Lemonade or Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation, and you can connect with us that way.
Excellent. And how much money did you say you've that you've raised so far?
So far to date, we've raised over $35 million.
In 6 years?
Yes. Well,
wow.
I mean, she started her lemonade stands in 2000. So it's
2000. Okay.
10 years. Yeah, this is actually our 10th anniversary year.
Oh, awesome.
So, yeah.
So 10th anniversary, that's perfect time for people to donate for a cure.
Absolutely.
For childhood cancer. Absolutely. Now, are you on Facebook yourself as your own individual person?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. And you're a Facebook junkie like me.
Of course.
You kind of have to be.
I know.
I know, and that's what the great thing about Facebook is you can find organizations like Alex's Lemonade Stand on there. Mm-hmm. And if there wasn't Facebook or Twitter, I probably wouldn't know anything about it.
I know. We wouldn't be having this call right now.
Exactly. And it's all about awareness and helping out children for this podcast. Well, anytime.
Absolutely.
Help out kids. But it's all about finding the organizations that help
cancer survivors, and especially Alex's lemonade stand, one cup at a time. I love that.
Yeah.
Did Alex come up with that?
You know what? I'm not even sure because that was established before I got here.
Ah.
I don't know.
Well,
I'll have to find out right now.
We're very grateful for Alex. We're very sad that she's not with us, but obviously her legacy is going to stay for a very long time.
Yep.
And my goal is, and I'm sure your goal is to not even need an Alex's lemonade stand.
And that's what we say around here, yeah.
I'm trying to put you guys out of a job. What do you think about that?
That's totally fine with me.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Melissa. I'm going to wrap up like I usually do. This is The Cancer Warrior. Like I told Melissa, you can always find me on Facebook. I am a Facebook junkie, Mel Majoros. You can become a fan of the show, The Cancer Warrior, on EmpowerRadio.com on Facebook. Check out my blog, thecancerwarrior.blogspot.com. And you know what? Life looks pretty good from where I'm sitting. Sending you good vibes. It's The Cancer Warrior on EmpowerRadio.com.